One of the most memorable voices in 20th century Czech pop music has fallen silent. The singer and actor Valdemar Matuška, who was 76, died in his Florida home on Saturday. Jan Richter looks back now on a career that spanned over four decades.
Teresa, jedině Teresa, měla by slyšet píseň mou, ostatní prominou.
Valdemar Matuška's baritone was just as distinct as his appearance, and both have earned him enormous popularity ever since the beginning of his career in Prague in the early 1960s. He joined Semaphore, a small but very popular Prague theater, and would initially sleep on stage before he found a place to live. He had his first hit in 1960, and 2 years later, he won the first ever Golden Nightingale Award for the most popular singer of that year. Singer and radio host Ivone Přenosilová was a lifelong friend.
He was a man who was not only on the stage, but he was somehow charismatic. When he appeared, if it was in a pub or on the stage, he always got his fans, and I admired him my whole life.
He turned to country and western music in the following decade and toured the world, appearing at the Olympia in Paris, London's Royal Albert Hall, and in Nashville. He was also a successful film actor, starring in more than 20 movies, including the award-winning 1968 film All My Good Countrymen by Wojciech Jasny. After a quarter of a century of being a pop star in his own country, he decided to leave communist Czechoslovakia and settled in the United States. Ivone Přenosilová, who herself left Czechoslovakia following the Soviet-led invasion of the country, says she was surprised by his decision.
He visited me in Munich, I think it was something 70, 75, I don't know exactly, but he came and he said, you know, you are young and you've got languages. I am a Czech singer and I'll stay in the Czechoslovakia. And all of a sudden, 86, he went to Florida, probably because he was very ill at that time already, that the climate in Florida was better for him than in Prague.
Valdemar Matuška suffered from severe asthma but kept coming back to Prague after the fall of communism. His last public appearance took place in 2007, which is when Ivone Přenosilová last met him, too.
It was a TV show, Všechno Party, and I saw a broken man. We have the same day, we have birthday, 2nd of July, and we always made it together. That means me one day, he the next day. And I asked him, will we make party again? And he looked at me and he said, yeah, well, I don't know.
Ať bylo mě i jí tak 16 let, zeleným údolím.